The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good afternoon, our time here. We're in Central Time, and it's 12 noon on this hump day for our edition here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your donations. And, of course, the Power Mall, of course, is open. 877-817-9829. Jay and Linda are standing by to take your calls. If you would like to call up and talk to a human being. And if the lines are busy, please leave a message so we can call you back. I know they're pretty good about doing that. So anyway, James Roguski has been a busy guy. He's on an interview right now and just getting off. So he's going to be joining us here in a minute. If you have anything to add to our conversation thus far this morning, I'm going to open the phone lines, 844-769-2944. And you can press 1 at the prompt and join in if you have something to add to this morning's show. If not, otherwise, hold the calls. James Roguski, are you there, sir?
I am. I hope you can hear me fine.
I can hear you just fine. I can see you just fine. I have been paying very close attention to your Substack page, sir.
Thank you. I don't know
if you noticed that or not. I even mentioned mentioned on your Substack page that you were going to be on the show today. So
I think I did see that. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yep. Well, I also added the Rife machine to your list of health products that you were talking. I like that health chart because I've been sleeping on a Rife machine ever since COVID broke out, and I use it for a multitude of things, and they have all sorts of different settings on the ones that I've got. And, that's one of the things that I didn't see on the chart, but I really like the fact for those of you that have not been to James Roguski's Substack page, it's jamesroguski.substack.com. And, I have a Substack page as well, but we're talking about James's right now because he's got this really cool complete guide to health. And, it's got a very neat, what looks like a multifaceted shamrock, and the picture is there. It's got all sorts of different things talking about the very stuff that we promote here on the Power Hour, which is homeopathy, herbs, nutrition, all sorts of therapies, energy treatments. We have the clay, all sorts of things. Our partners are there. We talk about the kind of energy you have in your home, how to eliminate a lot of the toxins, especially from this little thing right here, keep them far away, and, EMF. Preventions. I mean, it's crazy, but I mean, this is all we have to be concerned with these days. And James, I'm glad that you put this complete guide to health out there. Could you elaborate a little bit on what you have found and discovered and how you came to put this together?
I'll try to give you the short version of a 64-year-old story. I'm 64 years old. I have not been to a medical doctor since I was 19. So that's 45 years. You couldn't pay me to go. You couldn't pay me to get a jab. You couldn't pay me to take an aspirin. If you understand how some words, letters are silent in some words, well, the next time you go to a pharmacy, just realize that the P should actually be silent because it's really a pharmacy. And what people are doing is they have subjected themselves to pharmakia, which is the idea that swallowing or injecting a poison is the pathway to health. How did you ever fall for that one? You should have been clued in when you saw the insignia was a couple of snakes intertwined, looking to not do you good, but to do harm. The core fundamental philosophy, the business model, I have learned through the years that the tests that they tell you have to have to determine whether or not you're ill, even if you feel fine, and the drugs and the jabs are not designed to improve your health. They're designed as customer acquisition tools. You take a healthy person, you run them through a battery of tests. If you can find a number that's off, you know, the normal range. Not that, you know, the people who are normal in the world are, you know, in a great state of health. If you find something and then scare people into believing that you have the solution in the form of a pharmaceutical drug that they can then swallow that poison for the rest of their life, you've started along the way of turning that healthy person into a lifelong customer. If you can convince them that there's an invisible boogeyman floating around and they need to inject poison into their arm or some other body part to protect them, by if you follow the idea of the mRNA jabs, the concept, if it is true that what they're telling us is what they intend to do, they want to inject, you know, information that will go throughout your body, is encapsulated in a lipid nanoparticle with what I call Frankenlipids, fats that don't belong in the body. Well, that will merge just like a soap bubble does when soap bubbles merge together into every cell in your body. Teach that cell how to make a protein that is alien to your body in order to trigger your immune system to attack you. Now, if you think that's a great idea, I can't help you. That is deceit. That is deception. It's borderline murder. It certainly is battery. And at the very least, you know, it gets people to give uninformed consent. And part of the whole game is they can't make you, but they can trick you. And they've been doing a really good job for 100 years. But for whatever reason, I've been blessed. The joke is, I don't know if I can say this on radio, so I'll clean it up a little bit. I was born under the sign of Taurus in April. And, you know, who better than someone who was born under the sign of the bull to be able to recognize BS when I step
in? You see it.
And so, you know, all I've been doing, quite frankly, is going, you know, look, did you see the list of side effects? Look at all of these other things that you can do to improve, enhance, maintain, or regain your health. There really is no harm. It's natural. It's how your body functions. If you just learn how your body functions, you understand that what the drugs do is mess up that function, not to make you healthier, but to just alter your symptoms. And so if you can make a symptom go away, and it's analogous if you went to a mechanic because there was a light going off on the dashboard on your car, and you told the mechanic, could you fix the light? Well, that's not really what you want him to do. You want him to get under the hood or in the chassis or something and fix the problem so that the light goes off. So if there's a light going off on your body's dashboard, you have some pain, you have a cough, you sneeze, you have teary eyes, you vomit, you have diarrhea, you know, you're sweating, whatever it might be, if you have a rash and your body's trying to kick out some toxins, you don't want to suppress the light on your body's dashboard with some poison. You want to identify, well, what is the cause? Maybe the cause is a nutritional deficiency. Maybe it's, you know, electromagnetic pollution. Maybe it's some other kind of toxin. You know, it could be anything under the sun, but that detective work takes time. And it's a lot easier to just go, oh, you've got a set of symptoms. And I'm, as a doctor, they're allowed to reclassify you as having some dis-ease that they can get reimbursed for following a protocol. Well, my take on it, maybe it's a bad joke, but I like it. I was born with a terminal illness. It's called James Rogusky syndrome. I've been managing it my whole life, doing pretty well so far. At some point, way off in the future, I don't know when, it's gonna get me, okay? And my life will end. But as far as I know, that's a century away. It's going to catch me by surprise. If somebody tries to tell me that I have somebody else's disease, oh, you've got Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or Lou Gehrig or whatever else, I go, no. Let me introduce myself again. My name's James Rogusky. I've got my own stuff. If you're not going to treat me and my stuff, if you're going to try to rename or diagnose, the word itself, die, means two, A, generally means not. Gnosis means to know. When people fall into the trap of allowing a doctor to diagnose them with anything other than, for me, James Rogowski syndrome, I immediately know they're a quack. I don't have somebody else's problem. I have my problem. Maybe it's nutritional. Maybe it's chemical. Maybe it's toxic. Maybe it's environment. Maybe it's stress. Maybe it's psychological. Maybe it's mental. Maybe it's spiritual. Who knows? But if they're not asking you questions about you to help you identify the cause, if they're poisoning you to turn the light off on your dashboard, if you think that's a great program, good luck. I don't think that's going to work.
You're going to come away sadly disappointed, I'm sure. You know, I really like the fact, see, and I probably practiced at least half of that chiropractic, acupuncture, nutrition, herbs, homeopathy, energy treatments you have on this continuum here. What are we referring to when you say energy treatments?
Oh, well, you know, I think I've got a current list of 51. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think at some point that list is going to grow to probably a thousand. Okay. The point is, and I'm going to throw you a curveball here. Okay. Because it's not that I'm saying, you know, this is what people should do or that is what people should do. I've been saying this for quite some time, and I was on a Zoom with some folks from Canada, and one of the gentlemen from Canada said something that I've been saying for the longest time, and he hasn't heard me. He just figured it out all by himself. He said, what everybody needs to do is get an address book and put in that address book the people that you trust. Now, that's not just healthcare. You know, if you have a handyman or a plumber or a butcher or a barber or a hairdresser or, you know, every aspect of life, who do you trust? And in the health field, you know, if somebody came up to you and said, hey, you know, I got a problem. Do you know a good, you know, fill in the blank, chiropractor, acupuncturist, herbalist, nutritionist, energy healer, Reiki, you know, massage, you know, all down the line. Well, not every one of those methods is necessarily the thing that is optimal for that individual person. But the vast majority of people have no idea that any of that exists because none of it's covered by their insurance. And that's the first part of the scam. You know, oh, you can go get all the poison you want. You can have surgery and chemo and radiation and your insurance will cover it. But all of that stuff that actually will make you healthier, you're on your own. And so what's needed is a distributed network of people who in their own life, they go, oh, you know, I tried this person, I tried that person, I tried the other person. This person's wonderful, okay? And that word of mouth referral from experience of, if you hired a contractor to build something, you know, for your home, don't you think that you might say, well, do you have some satisfied customers? Can I see your work? And you go on Yelp and you check the reviews and everybody's just like, oh, the guy was great. He did great work. He was, you know, reasonably priced versus, you know, oh, don't go to that person. They don't know what they're doing. They're just going to try to steal your money. Well, what we need is for each individual person to expand their network of trusted people. And if you look back over the last 4.5, 5 years, what, if anything, happened other than your support network just got destroyed? Your family, your friends, your neighbors, your work associates, school, church, you know, community in general. A lot of people, when I talk to them, you know, and I say, you know, who can you talk to that won't just cancel you immediately because they disagree? You know, who can you actually have a conversation with? Even if you disagree, well, put them in your new address book. And what happens is people go, well, I only got 2 people in the book. I trust this guy and that person. That is the problem. You need to know a good acupuncturist, a good chiropractor, a good all the way down the list and more so that you optimize your health before you lose it. Right. You go to a mechanic to get a tune up or, you know, check your oil or other fluids or whatever. Why don't people do that with their health? Why don't they go and make sure their spine is properly adjusted and their energy is flowing through their acupuncture meridians and they're taking herbs to address, you know, their tendencies so that they're balancing out their imbalances and address, you know, adjusting their diet appropriately, not just one size fits all. Optimize your health and you are going to be far less likely to lose it. And then if you've been working with somebody who knows you, and then something happens and you're teetering on the edge of, you know, having dis-ease, well, you don't want to just treat the symptom. You want to go, well, what is it that I do to bring myself into balance? Now, I'll pick a bone with somebody who will argue with this about me, but I don't like the word homeostasis. I hear a lot of people talking about that as, oh, that's the goal. Well, the word means, you know, static sameness.
Yeah.
The better way of looking at it is what happens when you somebody is riding a bicycle or surfing or skateboarding or snowboarding or skiing or whatever, everything in life, you need this dynamic equilibrium, right? Something comes at you, you've got to adjust to that specific something to maintain your balance. And that's life. You know, it's like something comes at you and you have to balance what's going on. You have to understand, you know, if I'm stressed, how do I relax? If I'm too mellow, how do I get my energy back, right? If I'm having this come at me, what is it that I do to maintain my equilibrium? Well, doctors wait until you come in to get a test, and they trick you out. Oh, this is high, and this is low, and this is the other thing. And instead of saying why, and let's help you balance that out so you come back to a point of equilibrium, they go, oh, here's a poison. That'll change the number on the test. If you've fallen for that system, you need to take a red pill and get out of the matrix, because they're not actually trying to make you healthier. They're trying to turn you into a lifelong customer.
Yep. Makes sense. And then on the larger scale, and you've written about this numerous times, is on the IHR amendments and what's going on here with the World Health Organization trying to push this agenda on all of us. They want to be the go-to party, you know, when something happens. They want to, you know, well, we got disease X, we have another pandemic, and who wants to call all the shots? And they want to, they keep denying the fact that, oh, well, we're not after your sovereignty. Bull pucky to that. I don't agree. I think these people are nefarious. They've got an agenda, either agenda 2030. It used to be 2021. Now it's 2030. Then it'll be 2050. And I don't really care about it. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. But what I do pay attention to is our government is going along with a lot of this horse manure. And we need to get out. I mean, we were out at one time when Trump was in office. We weren't members of WHO, were we?
He started a year-long process, 6 months, with 6 months left in his term. So technically, we never actually really left, because Biden put the kibosh on that. But, you know, words matter. You mentioned, you know, agenda this and agenda that. Well, you know, if you sort of kind of mispronounce the word propaganda, right, all of the media is propping up these agendas with their lies. And so by going way down deep into the rabbit hole of all of these negotiations with the WHO, I found that I came back out to where I started, which, in all seriousness, what I actually identified started with words that they were using before the negotiations even started. And the phrase that I think is very pertinent is global public good. Doesn't that sound wonderful? A global public good. Well, if you put an S on that, it gives you a clue. Global public goods means products. And so it's things that are universally available. They are in infinite supply. And if you want to think about it in a good way, think about sunshine, right? If people just went out and got some free sunshine and raised up their vitamin D levels, a lot of problems might subside. If you're breathing fresh air, right, you can breathe all of the air you want. You could hyperventilate. You could exercise and breathe real heavy and real deep. I'm still going to get all the air I need. There's plenty to go around, okay? This video, audio, or however you put this on the internet, is a global public good. people can listen to it, and you can listen to it 20 times. It doesn't mean that somebody is going to get shortchanged because they're not going to be able to listen to it. And any kind of, you know, digital anything, a website, a PDF, a library book, right? You can take a book out of the library and read it, and that doesn't mean you've taken all the words out and the next person's going to get a blank book, right? It's a ever available good. The scary part that should send a shiver down everyone's spine, in the amendments that were adopted by the World Health Assembly on June 1st, the core behind it is they want pandemic-related products to be global public goods. They want big pharma's products, masks and diagnostic tests that aren't really tests, they're a fraudulent use of the PCR process that scares people into thinking they have an asymptomatic case of a disease, or that one bird is sick, so you got to kill millions of them. Drugs and jabs to be universally available. That should send a shiver down your spine. This is the WHO being the tail that's being wagged by the big dog of big pharma. Believe it or not, the essence of what this is all about is that during COVID, big pharma discovered that they weren't big enough. They had some logistics problems. They had some production problems. They couldn't manufacture 8 billion jabs for 8 billion people overnight. So they started these negotiations and settled them on the 1st of June, saying that they want to create a coordinating financial mechanism to direct money to build out infrastructure for big pharma to manufacture pandemic-related products. They changed the name to relevant health products, but they're defined as diagnostics, drugs, jabs, and they added cell and gene-based therapies and other high-tech medical ideas, which what comes to mind for me is things like CRISPR gene editing and mm-hmm. whatever it might be. They want to have an enormous investment to build that infrastructure all around the world so that the local oligarchs can put forth all this manufacturing capacity and profit when their nation falls for the same story all over again. Oh, be afraid, be very afraid. They've incentivized the search for pathogens with pandemic potential, but I think it's really pathogens with pandemic profiteering potential. If a nation finds a pathogen and brings it into the WHO coordinated laboratory network and identifies the genetic sequence or manipulates it, they could use AI, they could make whatever they want, and puts it into the pathogen access and benefit sharing system. There was a treaty, a third document, not the pandemic treaty, not the amendments to the regulations, but a WIPO, World Intellectual Property Organization treaty, that was signed on the Friday before the assembly began. And it ironed out the desire that was the sticking point in these negotiations, where if a nation hands over this intellectual property, any company that wants to get a patent on it has to say where any genetic sequence was obtained from. And that's how they would track royalties. Oh, we gave you this discovery. You want to patent it and make money off of it. Well, we want a piece of the pie. And that all started with Omicron, when South Africa and Botswana handed over the genetic sequence and Pfizer and Moderna put it into the boosters, made a couple of more billion dollars. And the nation said, well, wait a minute, where's our take? So South Africa was the first country to sign the intellectual property treaty because they got burned, and then they're not going to, you know, they don't want to get burned again. And that's why they called for these negotiations. In the original amendments, they said, we're not giving you any more of our valuable sovereign biological resource information unless you agree to share the benefits. And so people in the media are looking at this and regurgitating that we won. And I'm looking at it going, I don't think so. I think we got our butts whooped. But the silver lining is we now know, because this document is publicly available, that this is what they were driving towards. Now, they didn't manage to get both documents in place. They're busy working on the pandemic treaty that was not defeated. They didn't agree to it, but they're starting up the negotiations in July, and they're shooting for a special session by the end of the year. And in large part, it's more of the same. They want to incentivize looking for pathogens to turn them into a profit center and be able to use the fear-mongering that they're doing with disease X or bird flu or whatever to basically degrade your health and increase their wealth. And so I just encourage people, don't listen to anything I have to say. Look at the documents, decide for yourself, what is it that really happened? What's really going on? And you got to look twice at people who are claiming victory or, you know, asking for donations because they saved the world, right? From mm-hmm. the big, bad, you know, WHO, you know, look for the, you know, source material rather than what people say about it, and realize that the negotiations are continuing and all of the details of all of the money are to be determined later when they have their first meeting of the implementation committee. And you know, there's no audit trail. There's no priority list of where's this money going to come from? Where's it going to be spent? That's, you know, crony capitalism. And in addition, fascism, where now they want travel companies, they call them conveyance operators, to enforce government health policy on embarkation and disembarkation. Mm-hmm. So the government in, you know, not the WHO, but the individual nations' governments in Articles 24 and 27, they want to have conveyance companies, you know, travel companies, enforce their policies when you're traveling internationally. And so people need to wake up and read the darn documents. I always give everybody my phone number, and I know we're on radio and you're going to publish this, but I've done this for 2 years now. People can call me directly at 310-619-3055. All of this information is readily available in the public domain. We need to exit the WHO, and I encourage people to go to exitthewho.com. We've got legislation and 60 members of Congress already who have signed on to it. So the question really is for all 100 senators, none of whom have signed on to it, and all of the remaining, you know, 435 minus 60, so 375 members of Congress who do not have their name on this, are they globalists? Do they deserve our vote in the upcoming election? I don't think so.
Yep. And see, I always look at all of this as the means, and I think we all know this about it. The whole thing is depopulation. That's what this is about. I am convinced of it. James Rogusky, we are out of time for the segment. I appreciate you coming on. God bless you for the work you're doing, sir. We appreciate you. We'll have you back on soon.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care. We'll be back with Power Hour J after these messages. Stay with us.
Formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties. when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time here, where we are in this hump day edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and we have Power Hour Jay. Linda's handling the phones right now at 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to order some of the stuff that we're talking about right now, we've got 10% off on OptiVita products this week. 877-817-9829. Linda's manning the phones, and the reason Linda's manning the phones is because Jay's on the phone with us. Well, good afternoon where you are, Jay.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you today?
Oh, doing great as always. So besides, for those of you who ever shop thepowermall.com, it's thepowermall.com, okay? Right at the very upper left-hand corner below the logo is a little sign that says manufacturer. Now, see, we try to make it as easy to navigate the site as possible if you have the internet. If not, well, you're going to have to call us up at the toll-free number, and we will send you a catalog. How about that? So, and we can also help you out in making certain selections. Now, we can't give medical advice, but we sure can point you in the right directions based on what the manufacturers of our products are telling you. And if you open up the link there, there's a pull-down menu. You will see OptiVita Health. And that's what we're talking about today because we got 10% off OptiVita products here at the Power Mall. And, of course, Frank Davis, who's no longer with us, God rest his soul. He discovered a lot of solutions, and that's Whole Foods, not just any Whole Foods, but the ones picked at the peak of freshness and processed with a patented technology that retains 100% of the color, the flavor, the nutrients, This technology turns the food into a powdered form that is incorporated into their flagship product, Complete Essentials. We will be talking about that one as well. With no further ado, I mean, we have two pages loaded with OptiVita products here, folks. So, Jay, I'm going to let you take over and, you know, tell everybody all the good stuff.
Well, hello, everyone. I thought I would start today with the silver liquid. I don't think we talk about the silver liquid near enough. I've been taking the silver liquid, of course, all these products for quite a long time. And this one that OptiVita has, it is a nano silver. It's a liquid, 16 ounce, and this unique silver molecule is bonded to oxygen, creating the most bioavailable silver on the market, backed by hundreds of laboratory results, university research, by using the catalytic instead of chemical action. OptiVita silver helps speed up natural processes that positively affect the body. By resonating at just the right frequency, the silver disrupts foreign elements without disturbing the body's natural environment. The silver liquid solution can be taken several times a day. Each 16-ounce bottle contains 96 adult servings. I usually do about a tablespoon every morning. Silver is a natural and effective antimicrobial that kills many pathogens. It backs up the function of your normal immune system and protects your body against invading pathogens. It strengthens the immune system itself. Silver has been used for hundreds of years as a way to maintain health and fight infection. OptiVita Health discovered a more efficient and effective way to design and engineer silver. This particular technology makes it very safe and effective. The OptiVita technology and molecular structure of this silver has been improved to ensure that it's safe and effective. It safely targets and kills harmful pathogens in the body. It doesn't build up in the body and exits after 24 hours. I like it that they put that because I remember watching that one episode. Oh, it was a talk show where the guy came on and he's blue because he drank so much silver. And he was putting silver liquid all over his body. I think it was a colloidal silver. And I think he was making it himself. Do you remember the blue guy? Did you ever see that?
Well, no, I do remember that. And I remember when Frank was on him talking about that condition when people take the wrong kind of silver and they take too much of it.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the Today Show or what it was that I watched, but I literally remember watching that episode and I thought, oh, now come on. That's just a way of, you know, downplaying silver. He just really made a mockery of silver. And I don't know how many people saw that episode and thought the same thing. One of the other products that, gosh, I just love having every day. I have a chocolate whey protein mix that I put the Complete Essentials in, and you don't even need it. I can do it with just water. But the Complete Essentials, it comes in a 30, they're individual packets, which is really nice because if you travel, you can throw just a couple of packs in your purse or in your suitcase. You don't have to take the whole box of them. So you just cut it open and you put it in water, or if you want to add it to your smoothie, whatever you want to do. It's just wonderful. And it's, I think I said in the commercial, less than $3 a day. And you know what James said about optimizing your health. This is one of the reasons why I'm on talking about OptiVita. He's 100% correct. We have to stay healthy. We have to optimize our health. And knowledge is power. We know that. So I'm trying to give you a little bit of knowledge about these OptiVita products. But the Complete Essentials, of course, is non-GMO vegan with an intense focus on the nutritional content of your supplement. Only non-GMO flavors And it does have stevia. I want to point that out because stevia is one of the good sugar substitutes. I don't eat sugar. I use plain pure stevia for anything I sweeten. I got off sugar a long time ago. Quit the donuts, quit the ho-hos, all those good things. But, you know, it really makes your body feel so much better just eliminating sugar. And that, of course, too, means your carbohydrates, your pastas. And, you know, I learned to love spaghetti squash. That is my, when I fix spaghetti for my husband, I fix spaghetti squash for myself. And it's really wonderful. You really doctor it up. And so the complete essentials, it's fueling your body with healthy and complete nutrients and supporting the absorption of your nutrients. Contains no added dairy, egg, artificial colors, no synthetic sweeteners. Stevia is good for us. I wanted to mention that, though, because I know a few customers that didn't care for stevia. You can't even tell, you know, it's also sweetened with some monk fruit and things. But a few simple ingredients that I pulled off, I mean, it is just loaded with nutrients. The OptiVita Complete, it's got all of your vitamin C, D, E, Ks, niacin, vitamins B6, B12, all your B6 complex, iron, iodine, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, so, chromium, molybdenum. It's got broccoli sprouts, and everything is organic. So I'm not always going to repeat the word organic. Spinach, kale, pumpkin, sweet potato, sunflower seed, cranberry, chlorella, maitake mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, pomegranate, goji juice, just acerola juice, apple, organic raspberry, tomatoes, bananas, blueberries, carrots. It's just your entire whole body balance and adaptogen. They actually refer to a lot of these as adaptogens. And it's good. It's delicious. Anyone that's done or tasted the Complete Essentials, they know what I am talking about. The basic essentials we have. There was a request from OptiVita customers to put something in capsule form for those that don't want the powder drink. So we do offer, OptiVita does offer its 60-count capsules. And the Complete Nutrition, the Complete Essentials, is really for those that have really high nutritional deficiencies or chronic conditions. But once you're out of that situation, you can drop down to the basic essentials. That's the difference between the two. The basic just doesn't carry, it carries more than half of what the Complete does, but not as many as the Complete, if I'm making any sense. And it's in a capsule form. It's got all the vegetables and essential whole food vitamins and minerals. It's plant enzymes to optimize digestion, supplies immune-boosting probiotics, easy-to-absorb minerals, a total blend, potent blend of antioxidants, all vegetarian, whole food-based. That's a good key word, whole food-based, and highly recommended as far as trying to explain the difference between the Complete Essentials and the Basic Essentials. Complete is in powder form, and the Basic Essentials is in capsule form. And it's, you know, for chronic conditions, health ailments, you know, there again, we want to be proactive with our health. We want to take the best of the best. We'll drop to the OptiVita Vitamin C. It's an advanced natural product. It does, This is not a supplement. It's a nutrient food source with a high concentration of vitamin C. And your body will feel the difference. It's not a chemical isolate made in a lab. It's an organic whole food source that comes as a nutritional team to support your body. It's got the acerola cherries. The vitamin C naturally comes with its teammates, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, calcium, iron, and phosphorus. It comes from pure organic acerola cherries. These cherries have up to 100 times more vitamin C once an ounce per ounce than oranges or lemons. So the vitamin C, that's Optivita vitamin C. It is, it says here, 233% of the daily value of vitamin C. It does not contain ascorbic acid. It does not contain yeast, wheat, egg, soy, corn, milk, gluten, fish, or tree nuts. It does not contain any added sugar or starch. It does not contain artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Point being, there is nothing synthetic in the vitamin C. That's Optivita vitamin C. Absolutely nothing synthetic at all. We want to go now to the Optivita vitamin D. Here's some good news update with vitamin D. We all at first was like, okay, this is only 800 IU on the vitamin D, and that's per serving, two capsules per serving. Well, they worked on that. So now Optivita offers the vitamin D at 4,000 IU. It's a new improved formula, plant-based D3, superior plant-based, essential for bone health, immune function. The plant-based vitamin C is substantially sourced from algae, offering a better version of vitamin D than traditional plant-based options. It's readily absorbed and ready for your body to use. It also has the magnesium, the probiotics, and this. Oh, there's my cat. Can you hear my cat?
I sure can. Now I miss my cat.
So does my cat. I can be on the phone with my customers and they're like, your cat is a talker. He was asleep on the back of the couch, but he's up and about. So I apologize. But yes, that's my cat. He likes to talk.
Yep. Sounds like a big cat.
He is. He's a Maine Coon.
Oh, see, I knew I recognized that because that's what my cat Bud was a Maine Coon.
Yeah, he's 11 years old.
Oh, my.
And he still gets spoiled with chicken treats. I have to cooking chicken. And I did that before coming on air thinking, because he will really talk wanting his chicken.
Now, is he a tuxedo kitty?
I don't know what that means.
That means he's got a white belly and a black outer coat. You know, he looks like he's wearing a tuxedo. That's what mine look like, black and white.
No, he's not a tuxedo kitty cat.
Okay, yeah. I had to ask.
But he's a cutie. He's got them green eyes, and he's black and silver in color, and he's got that fur that comes between the toe paws and that extra hair on the ears and all that.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. Back to the vitamin D. It's, like I said, plant-based, no animal products. It's safe to use, non-GMO. And we'll talk a little bit about the silver gel. Got to have the silver gel around. It's fragrance-free. It soothes the skin and is designed to promote natural healing. It can be applied directly or safely added to other skin care products. It's a topical treatment. It features 24 parts per million silver concentration, deionized water. It's BPA-free, fragrance-free, and it can be used on very sensitive skin. Its unique coating makes the silver attracted to surrounding water molecules, making it more stable and bioavailable for your body. This allows the gel to work faster. It comes in a 4-ounce tube. And we have a lot of customers that swear by that silver gel. These are items that you just really always, just kind of like your clay. I always have the silver gel, the silver products. These are just things you just need to have on hand. And if anyone's tried the silver lozenges, oh my gosh, they are so addictive. I had one earlier today. I just like sucking on them because the honey. But it is a nano silver and flavored with honey. It's backed by more than 50 U.S. patents. The nanoparticle silver solution are in the lozenges. It's made with the nano silver molecules. Unlike colloidal silver, this silver is a new generation of silver with much higher effectiveness. So you must try the silver lozenges. Dave, I know you've tried them.
Oh, I have them right here, as a matter of fact. And yes, I suck on one every time I think I even have the slightest tickle.
Right.
And they take it right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is amazing.
And I did have a little tickle earlier, a couple of hours ago, and I'm like, oh, where's my lozenges? And last but not least, of course, is the sugar to fiber. And that is, I think it is that maybe the newest one that we added is the sugar to fiber. It reduces the dietary sugar without sugary side effects, drugs or injections, converts 50 to 90% of the sugars in our meal to actual fiber. Reduces the calories from sugars by 50 to 90%, gives your body helpful fiber, breaks down proteins, carbs, and fats. More nutrients, more energy. It promotes better gut health with increase in the dietary fiber. Helps with the digestion of everything you eat, the proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Increases the amount of nutrients that your body absorbs from your meal. The sugar to fiber enzymes breaks down food so it can be digested. Think of a bitter, unripe apple. The bitter taste happens because the unripe apple is mostly starch. When enzymes start to work on the apple, it becomes riper. The sweet taste happens because during the ripening process, the bitter starch is broken down into sugars. That is one common function of enzymes. The sugar to fiber breaks down all the food that you eat, carbohydrates, fats, proteins, so that they can be digested easier. This helps with getting more nutrients from the food that you eat. The sugar to fiber enzymes begins as a process that is both rare and powerful. It begins reconnecting individual glucose molecules, creating a chain that becomes fiber. Since the fiber cannot be absorbed by the intestines, the glucose can no longer be used for calories. This glucose chain acts as a fiber, helping you to feel more full, helping to digest other foods, and strengthening your digestive tract and immune system. And we all know how critical enzymes are for our health. We all know how bad sugar is for our health. If a person breathes and eats food, they will benefit from sugar to fiber. We all need better digestion. We all need increased fiber, and we all need more nutrients and energy. Somewhere near 80% of us have health goals or challenges that put us in the need of glucose control. So that is the sugar to fiber. Awesome product. A lot of great testimonies we've had on, you know, the sugar to fiber, all the OptiVita products. I, you know, Frank Davis, when we were introduced to him several years back and just started looking at all his products, I felt so blessed. I truly every day am so blessed for all the wonderful products that we carry at the Power Mall. And again, you know, thank you everyone that helps us to keep that show on the air. Without your support, we can't do it. And without you purchasing Power Mall products, we're not going to be here. We're only here because of each and every customer that orders from us, that donates. We have a lot of support, and we need much, much more. Please remember that if you're ordering other products from the companies that we do supply and have arrangements with, you know, please think again before you do that. You know, ordering directly from North American Urban Spice, if that does not do anything for us, we need a percentage of that sale. So please order with thepowermalt.com. And thank you, everyone, each and every one of you, with all my heart.
Thank you, Jay. We appreciate that. We're out of time for this segment here on the Power Hour. We'll be back tomorrow with our Thursday edition. In the meantime, do something nice for somebody and shop at the Power Mall, if you would. The phone lines are open, 877-817-9829. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
It's often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.